good.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Fainting Goat podcast. This is Mike Lafferty, your ever-loving host, and as my stutter up front illustrates, this is a podcast where production values are low, blood alcohol content is high. And you're going to join us in the middle of an adventure we just kicked off. Mr. John Post is running it. Hey, John.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great, doing great. And frequent co-host Walt Rebilliard is here playing...
I am.
Who are you playing, Walt?
I am playing The Cowl.
The Cowl from Justice Wheels. And Joe Bardalis is here as well. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Joe is playing Desert Storm, who you might remember from Hero Pack 1, right, Joe?
That's right. That's where he made his first appearance.
And we're doing an actual play of A New Improbable Tales called Through the Looking Glass, written by Mr. John Post, who is our game master. Desert Storm just got a call from a contact of his in the military who reports that Paragon Engineering, a shady super science company, had some kind of an accident out in the desert in Arizona, and there's this huge... how do we describe that, John?
A huge bubble, prismatic sphere, opaque, and as far as everyone can tell, impenetrable by electromagnetic means.
And Desert Storm shared that information with the rest of the Sentinels, in this case, Walt and myself, and we're now talking about what to do for the next step. And go! How was that? Good introduction? I thought I was
perfect.
Great, okay. Now
just what, Mike's playing Saguaro, our everybody's personal favorite.
Which is pronounced Swaharo in the desert, but it's okay.
That's true. I'm from upstate New York. I can't help it.
You don't have any cactus there, I understand.
No, we don't.
Very small ones that sit in windows.
But Desert Storm, my friend, I would love to come with you to the land of my birth to help you unravel this problem. So, my spines will aid you.
Fantastic. As you are preparing to leave, you're gathering your equipment, getting ready to hop on the Sentinel jet, you see a news report. And it says, you know, breaking news, authorities have an attractive woman standing in front of a desert landscape, says, authorities have begun a wholesale evacuation of Phoenix and surrounding suburbs and towns. 3 days ago, this sphere enveloped the isolated research facility of Paragon Engineering. And the camera pans to show an opaque, multi-hued sphere that's several hundred yards high and easily several miles wide so far that you can see it. You can't see the end of it. It goes out to the horizon. The sphere is growing without any sign of stopping. Approximately 24 hours ago, the sphere enveloped the Lafferton and began growing at a faster pace. It's now within 100 miles of hundreds of thousands of civilians and will swallow Phoenix and its suburbs within 24 hours at its current pace. Military authorities are not disclosing the nature of their attempts at discovering the reason for the sphere, the cause of its growth, or how they intend to stop it. We'll keep you informed as this story develops. So is there anything particular that you will be doing before you embark to the greater Phoenix area?
I'm just going to contact my company, Valkyrie International, and have trauma teams on standby just in case things go absolutely wrong when we get out there.
All right. Desert Storm.
I kind of want to give the general a call back and find out like what's going on here and what can we say to who.
All right.
Because it looks like it's gone public, what's going on, so...
You get a call, you put in a call into your contact general, George Rand. He tells you that from what he knows, Munoz is the task force commander, General Munoz. He came in on board about 2 days ago and discovered that the entire Paragon Engineering Research Facility was enveloped in this sphere. They sent in... Predator drones and observation robots, and nothing reported back. The unmanned vehicles did not return to their point of origination as they were programmed. Then they sent in a special forces did not report back within 24 hours. They sent in a search and rescue team, and the search and rescue team's also presumed lost. At this point, they've decided that they're not sending in any more military individuals until they get some superhuman assistance.
Do we have a line on people from Paragon?
Yes. You know that the Director of Public Relations, Shannon Seeger, works for Paragon, and she's sort of the, what do you want to call it, fireman who puts out public relations disasters, and she would most likely be the person on site in charge of the Paragon engineering efforts.
Does the general have a cell phone number for her so we can call her en route?
No, but you, with your contacts, you could easily get it.
I do.
Yes. She's in your BlackBerry or iPhone 7 or whatever it is you have.
All right. So are we going to, board and, get on the plane to get going and, I can make that call when we get in the air.
It's time for a travel montage.
I think that's the best plan. I think we got to get out there right away.
Zoom.
All right. So yes, you're on the flight. And, how are you calling her? Are you calling her in your civilian identity, I assume, Mr. Cowell?
No, I'll call her as the Cowell, saying that I used my considerable resources to, to obtain her phone number.
Okay. So you're calling from the Sentinels.
That is correct. And we'll also put her on speakerphone so that everybody can talk to her.
All right. All right. You get a hold of her. Oh, it's an honor. How may I help you, Cowell?
The question is, how may we help you?
Oh, well, you know, it's a small, minor issue here. I'm happy that you're offering your assistance. We approximately 3 days ago, the research team in an isolated facility encountered an anomaly, and this anomaly has caused an anomaly to occur, let's say.
Going with the scientific terms, I like it. Continue.
Not exactly sure what happened, obviously. We know that research team, one of the only ones working at the time, led by Constance McClain, was attempting to duplicate some alien telepathy device. And apparently a feedback loop or something occurred that caused this device to malfunction in some way. And Paragon research engineering scientists noticed that it was consuming electricity at an increasing rate. So they cut the power, and then we lost complete contact with them. And the facility's been, or the facility's still under the bubble, and the bubble has continued to grow since then. And now it has enveloped the nearby town of Lafferton, and it continues to grow. We've tried any type of communication into it, and nothing has worked. And basically, everyone who's gone into the bubble hasn't come out.
Have you been in contact with General Munoz?
Yes, yes. I'm at the research site with Mr. Munoz right now.
And attempts to gain access, have you tried going under the dome as well?
The military has dug a trench along the edge of it. The problem is that it keeps expanding. So, but they have noticed that it does go underground.
And access through sewer lines or phone communication lines, does the dome cut those in half, or does the dome skirt around it, still allowing access?
The dome, to say cut in half isn't accurate. It envelops or intersects those things, but for example, when it intersects power lines or telephone lines, the other side of the line doesn't drop. It still continues as if suspended on the other side.
Sahuaro, do you have any thoughts on this?
No.
That is why we bring you along for your effervescent color, quick wit, and your candor.
I think once you get me inside the bubble, I can talk to the other cacti there and find out what's going on.
Excellent. All right, let's...
Is that sarcasm, Kyle?
How have you managed to get into the bubble? Do you just walk right in and can't walk out,
the military people just walked up to it, and as soon as they touched it, they disappeared.
This is some scary stuff, I think, friends. Let's hit the ground and see what we can figure out.
All right.
So minutes later, you land. You get to the observation site that's filled with special forces, army, individuals, and some patriot non-hero types.
Jumpsuited operatives?
Yes.
Okay.
The Desert Storm, I think, is the only one with any kind of military background here, character-wise.
All right.
Make an awareness check there, Desert Storm, against five.
Against a five. I get a five.
All right, so you notice that there is the infrastructure, the background equipment needed to use tactical nuclear devices here.
Okay. So are they? So I guess I need to ask General Munoz if they're planning on hitting it with one of these things.
Right. Right. So yeah, you guys get off the plane, and someone a major comes up to you and says, "General Munoz would like to speak to you immediately. Please follow me."
All right. Let's go.
So Munoz recognizes you, Desert Storm. Says it's a pleasure to have a hero of your stature on this case. That basically repeats everything that you've already heard thus far. The only thing that he adds is that privately to you, that he believes that Paragon Engineering was in some kind of illegal, dangerous experiments that possibly have rent the very fabric of the space-time continuum, and that. Go ahead.
Oh, that wouldn't be good. I'm not surprised knowing their reputation.
Exactly.
I think I have an idea. It seems we need to get some reconnaissance on that other side. We need to get something in there to see what's happening on the other side. I was thinking, I'm made completely out of sand. I know that the bubble is expanding. I know you've probably tried to hold someone in like halfway, but the thing expanded around them before they could report back or come through at least. Well, since I'm made of sand, a completely sentient being made out of sand, and I have a much wider range that I can, stretch myself out to, I'm wondering if I can get myself in there to just kind of peek to see what it looks like in there, what we're dealing with, and maybe get back out. I wonder if that would be a possibility.
Well, you're certainly welcome to try. We haven't had any success with that. Every time anyone has touched it, they've just disappeared and presumably gone into the bubble. You should know if this device or if this bubble gets any closer to the Phoenix metropolitan area, Patriot has an experimental device that they're planning to use to stabilize it. And if that doesn't work, then the president's authorized a nuclear response.
Well, let's try to avoid it getting to that stage. But I think we need to find out what's going on inside first before we can do anything, because it seems there's nothing we can do from this side.
Does seem that way.
All right, so I guess, let's see, Kyle, you have some scientific background.
It's true.
Perhaps you can help me calculate this out, like the best way that I can approach this, what kind of maximum spread I should spread myself out to as a giant wall of sand, and see if I can stick my head in there and take a peek.
Desert Storm, Cal, I want you to know it's been a pleasure serving with you both, and I walk into the bubble.
Maguaro!
Boy, that made that easy. I don't think could have calculated for that.
All right, so you see the mighty Suharo walk up and take a stride forward. As soon as his foot touches the bubble, blink, he's gone.
Hmm. He blinks the second he hits it. So I guess my plan wouldn't have worked. And, well, he's not one of the brightest, but he's one of us, so I'm going to go in right after him.
While they're doing that, I'm going to take a look at this Patriot device that they have that could stabilize the bubble.
Yeah.
And can I use my science background to see if it would even work?
Sure. Make an intellect check, and you can add your science expert physics to it.
Okay.
Against, let me know what your total is.
4, 3, 9.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you look at it and you see that it's based on the premise that if they can stabilize the dimension around it, and you think that the likely side effect will be that it would freeze whatever's happening inside that bubble in place.
Oh, that's not good.
Exactly. So it would stop it from growing, but it would not shrink it.
Is there a way I can alter the device so that we can cause it to disrupt part of the field so that anything trapped inside can walk out?
You think with the proper amount of time you could do that.
But it would take more time than me just, you know, sticking my head in the bubble.
Yeah.
And tapping on the Sentinel communicators, we can't get any access with Saguaro or Desert Storm?
That is correct.
How big is this thing?
The sphere or the device?
The device.
Oh, the device is, it's about the size of a small portable generator, or what's another equivalent? A refrigerator.
Do they need to power it? Do they need to turn it on from outside the field?
That's the belief.
Because anything would be inside would be frozen.
Right.
Crap. All right. I wave to the science team, nod my head, and touch the bubble.
All right. Colors swirl around you. Your skin tingles. Your extremities feel numb. The smell of ozone fills your nostrils. After what seems like hours or even seconds, you're not sure, you land on a hard surface with a thump. The bright blue sky stings your eyes, and it takes you a moment to adjust your vision. When you do, you see that you're sitting in a large open prairie with long grasses waving in a gentle breeze. As you gather yourself, you hear the sounds of thundering horses in the distance and sporadic gunfire.
Hmm. Do I see any cactus?
You do. You see a cactus. Well, no, that's actually true. You see some cacti, yes.
And you see also anybody who's waving, any cactus that are waving.
You see two individuals who you've never seen before, but they're sitting right next to you. One is a man in fatigues with a hat on, and bears a slight resemblance to Desert Storm, but he is not made of sand. And then you see another large individual who bears a vague outline of Suharo, but looks entirely human.
And what am I wearing?
You look down and you're wearing some blue jeans, and you have a six shooter on your hip, and you're wearing a nice red top with some piping, and you've got a cowboy hat on, And you see over to your side, there's a horse with a rifle next to it.
Oh, crap. This kind of LARPing got me beat up in college.
I can't explain the existential horror of having lost my plant form and not being made entirely of meat.
Well, we're all dressed as cowboys, so we're not in a 1970s Village People video.
No, that is correct.
And I'm the slow-witted one. Thank you, Desert Storm.
You're welcome.
All right, so first things first, do we need to take cover from gunfire?
So, yeah, you make make awareness checks and tell me how much you make it by. Everyone, well.
Okay.
I got a 2.
I got a 3.
I got a 4.
You have no idea where the gunfire is coming from. Desert Storm, you see off in the distance what looks like a wagon train of about 4 wagons, and coming up from behind them are 6 men on horses, and you hear them. You see they're firing into the air, and they appear to be riding toward the wagon train. You are far enough away that you can tell that the shots are not fired at you.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we're either on the set of a movie or we've gone back in time. I think we should. Do we have any horses near us, or it's just us?
Yes,
huh?
Yes. There are 3 horses, and on them there are rifles. You know, tack, barding, what you would expect on a horse from an old western. And you are all dressed in old western garb with cowboy hats and 6 shooters on your hips.
Do any of us have sheriff stars or anything?
No, you do not. In fact, the cowl has a handkerchief across his face, covering the bottom half of his face.
Oh, crap.
Do I have any sharp spines, or can I leap particularly far?
You have a knife at your on your belt. Mm-hmm. And or maybe in your boot, wherever, and you're gonna try to leap.
Yep.
Yeah, you leap, and you can leap pretty far. Not as far as you normally can, but you could leap within any reasonable distance.
Can I leap as though I have a superpower related to leaping, or am I just leaping a decent distance for an in shape adult male?
No, you're leaping a decent distance for a person with strength 9, but not for a person with leaping 5.
Okay, well, strength 9 is still something. Okay, then.
Yeah. So, you...
I'm going to...
Suhuaro notices that his power seems to be lacking, and the rest of you, once you see Suhuaro testing out his powers, notice the same thing.
Well, I think I'm going to have to saddle up and lock and load, I guess. Are you with me, Cal?
The bullets in the gun, are they real?
How are you? You just looking at them?
Crack open the 6 shooter and look. A blank would have a
they look
like would have a crimped cartridge. This would have an actual shell at the top of the casing.
Yes, it has a bullet at the end of the casing.
Oh, crap. Yes, I'm with you, Desert Storm. Oh, crap.
So each of you, Saguaro, you get 3 points of determination because you lost 3 powers. Desert Storm, you lost 3 powers, so you get that. And Cowl, you get 2 because you lost 2 powers.
Happens to the best of us.
I look forward to this thing you humans called eating. I'd like to do it as soon as possible. But hey, there appear to be some settlers in trouble.
Yes, there are. This.
Let's go be heroes.
All right, so you hop on your horses, or you're just going to jump over there?
I'm going to ride the horse, because that's what people do, and I'm people now.
All right, so Haru climbs on his horse, and you're off to intercept the savages.
Yes, that is what we do.
I believe it's appropriate this time and place to say yeehaw.
Yes.
So I say yeehaw. Yes, Desert Storm, my Sandy brother.
All right, gentlemen, I think we should be ready to fire when we get in there. How many of them are there approximately surrounding the wagon?
There's six, and they are not surrounding the wagon, but they are closing on the rearmost wagon. The settlers are urging their horses onward, but they are pulling large wagons, so the horses are not moving significantly faster than they would be at a normal walk. Okay, so you approach the men on horse. You notice that they are dressed rather strangely. They look like, everyone make intellect checks. Tell me how much you make them by. If you have any kind of history or anything, archaeology, I'd give that to you.
I got a 6.
I got a 4.
You got an 8.
All right, Suharo and Desert Storm, you obviously both have the most experience in American Southwest, and you see what these guys are supposed to be dressed as Native Americans, but like one of them looks sort of like a mishmash between a Cherokee and a Sioux, and they're really not dressed like Indians. They're Native Americans. They're more like Indians from an old Western and not like real Native Americans, and several of them look like they're probably Hispanic or Caucasian and not even Native American, even in the slightest bit, but they're sort of in that dress.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Maybe we are on the set of a movie.
Can I punch someone?
I will. Yes.
Punch someone with my new fleshy body.
All right, so... we'll go with Mr. Suharo first.
Okay, I'm going to jump off my horse and tackle the nearest guy to me.
All right, make a wrestling check against a 4.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
So prowess plus 1 is 4, so 4 versus 4 plus your die.
Okay, positive die is 2, negative die is 3, so negative 1 on that. Prowess was 3, plus wrestling was 4, so... looks like I got a 3 altogether.
Right, so you missed by 1.
Ouch. Okay.
So you you jump off your horse, leap toward the nearest guy, and he rides his horse slightly to the side, and you're rolling around in the dust.
Okay.
Desert Storm.
They're survivors.
Since I don't know who these people are, and they could. They could be citizens of Lafferton, not knowing what's going on, kind of like we don't know what's going on. I'm going to use the butt of my rifle to try to knock one of them over, like knock one out in the head.
All right. So you're going to go for a blunt attack, make a prowess check versus a 4.
I got this. Prowess 6. On the dice, I got a plus 5. Yes.
Okay, so he is, 11. That's an 11 versus a 4. That's a massive success. He is unconscious and falls from his horse.
Boom.
And he, much like Mighty Suharo, is rolling around in the dust, except he's not, he doesn't look like he's in any danger of standing up anytime soon. Cowl.
I'm going to ride past Suharo. Lean over in the saddle, reach my arm out, and swing him up onto my horse so we can continue the chase.
All right.
I can swing him up onto the horse of the guy that Desert Storm just knocked over.
All right. Make a coordination check limited by strength, which yours are both 6, so it doesn't actually matter.
And can I add my martial arts expert to that?
Yeah, I'll go for that.
All right. 10.
A 10. So a 10 versus, that's not quite a massive success, but it's a major success. So you toss, you grab Suharo and toss him onto the previously unmanned horse.
Yep, and that way we can continue the chase.
Thank you, my friend.
And no problem, Demasavi.
the quote-unquote Indians, one of them turns and takes a shot at, let's see, who was the only one effective? Desert Storm. Make a coordination check versus a 4.
So that's like a dodge, right?
Yes, a dodge.
All right. Ooh. Coordination 6 plus 4 on the dice. 10.
You easily dodge. He fires a shot in your direction. You easily avoid it. The other, so there's one down. There are 5 left. One has shot. Another one is seems to be moving to intercept you. And then the other 3 are trying to throw the civilians off of the last wagon train that they have, that they're now jumping onto. And they're, quote unquote Indians and the settlers are, engaging in fisticuffs and, but it looks like that the Indians will definitely, come out on the top side of this, this encounter. And the other 3 wagons are pulling away at this point. Mighty Suharo.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
What's your action?
Okay. So I am, I guess we're not shooting anybody. So that I don't want to be the first one to use deadly force if that's inappropriate. So I will ride up next to one of the, so-called Indians and just punch him in the head.
All right. Make a, prowess check.
Okay.
Against, 4.
Positive die is 1. Negative die is 4. So -3. My prowess is 3, so that would be a 0. Can I spend one of my 5 determination to get a reroll?
Sure.
Okay.
You actually had 6, now you have 5.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, no, you're right, you had 5. I'm sorry.
Positive die is 3, negative die is 2, so that, sorry. So that's a +1 with my prowess of 3, so 4.
All right. You bonk him in the head, you have a 9 strength, so you easily knock him unconscious. So now there's 1 on the ground unconscious, 2 on the ground unconscious, and there's only 1 actively engaged with you guys. The other 3 are on the last wagon. Desert Storm.
I'm gonna head over to the last wagon and try to hit someone there because I think my boys can take care of the last one. Last guy with us, so I'm gonna. Am I close enough that I can make an attack, or do I? Or I'm too far behind?
You can. You can close. No, you can close in one in the same round and attack. You just be at -1.
All right. Okay, so I'll be at -1. Okay, I'm gonna do the same thing again. The back of the rifle butt. The rifle butt to the back of the head thing. Let's see what we
all
get.
Right.
That was prowess.
Yes, prowess.
Plus, prowess -4, so that's 2 -1 is a 1. So I guess I miss swinging.
Yeah. The cowl.
There's one guy on the still one guy kind of trailing.
Yeah. There's one guy who's he's sort of halfway between you and the wagon, and he's looking over his shoulder, taking aim, bouncing around, trying to. Looks like he's going to take off a shot as soon as it's his action.
Ride up to an oblique side, either left or right, doesn't matter, and then jump from my horse onto his, and then just unsaddle him.
All right. Make a prowess check. You're going to be at -1, but you've got your martial arts expert, so that gives you an effective 7 versus his prowess of 4.
I get 1 more from the dice roll, so that would be 8.
So, again, just missed a massive success, but it's a major success, and you are successful. You leap from your horse, grab him, you both sort of tumble off into the ground, his gun goes flying, and you haven't knocked him unconscious, but you will have a advantage the next turn if you decide to knock him unconscious or put him in some sort of pin.
Gotcha.
And now it's their actions. Some fighting occurs on the the wagon. One of the settlers is thrown off, and now the quote-unquote Indian is driving the is in charge of the reins and is turning the wagon off into to the right to the what you would say would be the northern direction, and the other one on the back of the wagon is going to take a shot at Desert Storm, who just tried to pistol whip him. So make a coordination check versus a 4, Desert Storm.
Versus a 4. All right, and I'm dodging again.
Yes.
Okay, I've got a... I have a 5.
Okay, you are successful. It was much closer to you this time, but you still managed to avoid it. Mighty Suharo.
Yes.
It is your action.
And who's left standing? The guys attacking the settlers?
Yes. The cowl is rolling around on the ground with one who has not been disabled. And then there are 3 on the last wagon.
Okay. 3 of them, huh?
One driving, another one fighting with the person riding shotgun, and the third is in the back.
Okay. Can I ride up next to the guy who's driving and punch him in the head?
Yes, you may.
Because I'm enjoying the whole punch in the head thing. Get this, like, that's my knuckles. Okay, so positive die is a 6, negative die is a 2 for a total of 4. Prowess is already 3, so it puts me at 7.
7. That will be successful even with your minus for closing the gap. And again, with your strength of 9, he will fall unconscious.
Excellent.
And lands in a... He's slumped forward. You didn't... well, no, 9. You're going to knock him off of the wagon altogether.
Okay, so now the wagon is driverless, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Desert Storm. You are at the rear of the wagon that is now driverless.
Okay, I am going to... what am I going to do here? I'm going to... One of the guys that's left, the one who just shot at me, I'm going to...
The one that just shot at you in the back, and then another one fighting with the person, the settler riding shotgun.
Wait, there's the 3 guys are still following the wagon, but isn't one of them driving the wagon?
No, Suaro just knocked him off.
Guaro just knocked him off, that's right. Okay, so I'm gonna try to hit the guy who just fired at me again. So with the back of the rifle again. All right, so
you didn't have to close this round, so you just make a straight prowess check versus his prowess of 4.
Alright, what do we got here? Ooh, I got a 5.
Alright, that will be successful. It's a marginal success. So what is your strength? Your strength is 6.
6.
Yeah, you knock him. He was standing at the back of the wagon, and you knocked him, and he's fallen head over heels into the inside of the wagon, and he has lost his rifle.
All right.
Cowell, you are on the ground with one of your assailants.
I'm going to kick his head into a cactus.
All right. Make a prowess check, 6 plus 2 versus his 4.
Oh, crap. So a 6.
A 6 total or 6 on the die?
No, 6 total. I got total. 4s on both dice.
Okay, so that's a major success. You do 6 points of damage. Versus his stamina of that. All right, he is still conscious, but he puts up his hands in a sign of
as well he should.
Yes. At this point, the person fighting with the settler riding shotgun peels off to the north, and everyone else is either surrendered or is unconscious.
Now we're talking.
And the wagon starts to slow down as the horses are no longer being driven, and they just slow down to a trot and eventually stop.
So what does this settler look like?
It looks like what you would expect a settler to look like based on your knowledge of Clint Eastwood movies.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I guess we should question him then and ask him who he is and where he's headed and what's going on.
All right. So he's like, Mr. Storm, please. I don't want any trouble. Just take what you want. Just don't hurt me and my family.
Oh, well, easy, son. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to find out what's going on. Where were you headed?
We're headed to Lafferton.
How far away is that from here?
Oh, it's not far. It's better part of a day's ride.
Well, I think we should head that way ourselves. If you want, we'll escort you into town. We won't give you any trouble, we promise. And, this way, if those guys come back, we'll help you out again.
All right. I appreciate that.
One more question, son. Where do you know me from?
Well, everyone's heard of that. Notorious criminal gang, the Sentinels.
Oh, crap.
Wow, jeez.
I mean, no offense, of course, but the rumor is that you're a bloodthirsty gang of murderers, killers, and robbers.
And where did this rumor come from exactly? I say as I walk up with my token prisoner in tow.
You still have your handkerchief over your face?
I do. However, I've cut holes in the eyes and turned the handkerchief upside down so it hangs like the mask from Grifter from Wildstorm Comics.
oh no, it's the cowl. I've heard of you, sir.
And where have you heard of me from?
There's wanted posters all over town. You've each got bounties of $5,000-$10,000 on your head.
Which one of us has the most bounty?
Don't you start.
I don't rightly know, sir. They're all high.
And who put the bounty up?
Well, the original bounty was by the law, but it wasn't very big, so Cattle Baron Otto Damien, he's the one that kicked in all the extra money to get the numbers up so high.
And where can we find him?
Out at Damien Ranch.
Which is where?
Oh, he'll instruct you. It's, you go through the other side of town. It's better part of a day's ride, so probably 2 days ride. A day's ride to town, Lafferton, another day's ride to Damien Ranch.
Now, here's a very important question, and you have to answer me perfectly honestly.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What were you doing 3 days ago?
3 days ago, let me see. I think I was buying grain for some of my... We're buying hay feed for some of my cattle, and I think I was selling a hog or two.
And a week ago?
Oh, about the same.
Hmm. Thank you.
When each of you make awareness check.
I got a 9.
I got a 2.
I got a -3.
Ouch.
All right, Desert Storm did not notice this, but the other
totally clueless
of you do. The prisoner that the cowl is holding is like snickering and looking at this guy like he is completely off his rocker. And, that's basically it.
pull him aside and say, do you speak English?
Of course I speak English. What the hell kind of question is that? And that's the accent he has.
Where were you 3 days ago?
Well, I'd like to assert my Fifth Amendment rights here and not tell you that.
I hand him to Saguaro and give him, like, the eyebrows up look, as in, like, use your considerable strength to pick this guy up off the ground.
Where is she? Where is she?
Goddamn cactus.
I pick him up by, I have a strength of 9, so that's almost godlike.
You don't have any problem picking him up.
I find a large rock, I climb the top of it and hold this guy by one leg. Now, as a hero, I wouldn't actually drop him on his head, but I let him think that I might.
Fair enough.
My friend Cal, you may continue your line of questioning now.
So, about those Fifth Amendment rights, can you repeat yourself?
I suppose I could tell you. I was in the motorcycle club with the rest of the motorcycle club. He starts to say gang, and then he catches himself. Motorcycle club.
Mm-hmm. And did you notice any of the events that led to Farmer Fred back here?
No, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I mean, I understand what he's talking about. We were sitting around in our club, and just all of a sudden, next thing you knew, our rides turned into horses. My legally, lawfully obtained concealed carry weapon turned into a pistol. He's obviously lying at that point. And our clubhouse turned into a teepee. It was the craziest damn thing I ever saw.
Huh. And do you know where this dude ranch is that Farmer Fred was talking about?
No, we haven't ventured over that way.
You have been too busy preying on local residents, I suppose.
Man's got to eat.
Should we string him up to one of your former family members?
That seems poetic.
I want to ask him if his clubhouse back in 2013 there. Obviously, I think he knows we're from the same era. I want to know if his clubhouse was anywhere near certain scientific research facility outside of Lafferton that he might have heard of.
I don't know anything about the research facility, but our club was just in the outskirts of Lafferton.
Go ahead.
I just want to know if he knows anybody else here who is well aware that they don't belong here. Has he run into anybody else?
Well, the rest of my me tribe, me not know. And you see at this point, he has sort of a blank stare. His pupils dilate, and he starts talking in halting English that you would expect out of a stereotypical Clint Eastwood movie Native American person.
Bastards.
Endeavor to persevere. A la Jesse Wales? No one gets that?
Damn. Oh, absolutely.
All right, so I guess we're going into Lafferton.
Might help. Although we should also check out that ranch because it sounds like that might be, if that's where the bounty is coming from, somebody might not want us to revert this back to what it was.
Something could be going all interdimensional Heart of Darkness?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You should be impressed by this cactus man knowing pop culture references to your North.
Same thing.
I spend a lot of time on Netflix. You know, those holes on the remote control button. That's why. Okay, well let's ride.
All right, Lafferton.
Lafferton.
All right, so you head out for Lafferton. Are you going to accompany the civilians, or are you heading off on your own?
I think we're going to comfort the company the civilians, and hopefully when we get there and they see our faces, the civilians can hopefully tell everyone that you know, how we helped them.
And hopefully not lynch us for the reward money.
Yeah, I don't want to get lynched either, now that I have a neck.
All right, so go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's 6:30. How much more, or 6:24, how much more time do we have?
Well, when you got to go?
I got about 6 minutes.
Okay.
Do we want to call it into part one, and we'll just try for this same time, same day next week?
That works for me.
Joe, how about you?
Sounds, let's see, next week on a Tuesday? Yeah, I can do Tuesday next week.
Well, yep. that work for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, my wife's giving me the stink eye anyway, so this is a good, this is a good place for us to finish up. So, okay, until next time on Improbable Tales, folks, we'll find out what happens with the band of Sentinels in the dimensional bubble. So thanks for tuning into the Banff podcast, where production quality is low, but blood o'clock content is high. And we'll catch you next time.